Manuel Laureano Rodriguez y Sanchez was born in Cordoba on July 4, 1917, the year the Immortals of the Ring, Joselito and Belmonte, had their most competitive and glorious season. Manuel's mother was the widow of the matador Lagartijo Chico before she married Manuel's father. Manuel's father was a fairly successful, though far from the great matador, who used the name Manolete as a nom de taureau, as had his father before him. The first Manolete had a brief career as a banderillero before retiring to the safer profession of butcher. He had been overshadowed by his famous brother, Pepete. José Rodríguez, called Pepete, was large and ungraceful in the arena, but he was considered one of the bravest men who ever confronted a bull. Rather than ever having to conquer any fear, he simply did not recognize what that emotion was. Once when a rival had outdone him in the cape work of the Quites, Pepete went out determined to do anything to triumph. When the bull's horns pulled the cape from his hands, Pepete snatched a bandana from the pocket of his chaquetilla and gave the animal four hair-raising passes with no more protection than that small cloth. In 1862, when Pepete was 38 years old, he signed for a corrida in Madrid and was scheduled to kill the celebrated Miura bull Jocinero. Jocinero had a fearsome reputation, being large and almost 6 years old and having been at stud for some time because of the ferocity he displayed on the ranch. But Pepete went into this fight with the same sang-froid as any other encounter. Though he was crisscrossed with scars, his courage had never diminished, and he was at the peak of his career. He did his opening cape work, received great applause for the closeness with which he worked, and then retired for a moment behind the fence to talk to a friend in the first row. It was the time for the picadors, and Jocinero charged hard at the first horse. The animal went down, and the picador was spilled directly in front of the bull's horns. Pepete whirled when he heard the crowd scream, and with the cape still folded over his arm, he leaped over the fence between the bull and the fallen picador. Pepete managed to distract the animal away from the picador, but in doing so, he was taken off balance and in a dangerous area. The right horn caught him, and he was lifted high up in the air. He managed to grab the horn with his powerful hands, pushed himself off and away from the animal's head. But when he fell to the ground, the bull attacked hard and succeeded in slightly wounding him twice. The third time, the horn went straight into and through his heart. This historian Cosío reports this way. Once the bull had left him, Pepete managed to get to his feet with no help. Automatically, he dusted the sand off his pants with his right hand, and then, with an unbelievable force of will, holding him perfectly erect, he walked unaided straight to the cuadrilla gate, where he fell, striking his head on the stirrup board and cutting his forehead. Blood suddenly gushed from his chest in torrents, and though they rushed him to the infirmary, he was dead 3 minutes after the tossing. They say he asked the doctors in a calm voice before dying, "Is it anything?" He was the second matador ever to die in the Madrid arena.